The Federal Student Aid Office within the Education Department recently released the list of schools under its Heightened Cash Monitoring, or HCM, process. According to the department, this allows for additional oversight for financial and federal compliance issues. Put simply, being on the list means the federal government is closely watching institutions to ensure they are properly using federal student aid. Included on the list is Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington. Following multiple requests for comment, the school sent this statement from Provost Peter Lapson. Quote, in the last year, Simon's Rock has made significant progress in addressing this issue, including boosting our recruiting and admission efforts and developing communications initiatives aimed at broadening the awareness of the college and its mission. We firmly believe that these efforts will result in a stronger financial position for the institution, end quote. The nonprofit early college institution with about 400 students has a $17.5 million endowment and yearly tuition of $47,400, according to its website. The education department lists the school as HCM1 for financial responsibility reasons. HCM1 generally involves a less stringent monitoring system than HCM2. Burlington College in Vermont also finds itself on the HCM1 list for financial responsibility. Carol Moore took over as president 2 months ago. She says the college's 2010 purchase under then-president Jane Sanders of 27 acres of land and two buildings bordering Lake Champlain delivered an $11 million debt load, lowering the school's financial composite score with the education department from 2.3 to 0.5. 3.0 is the strongest rating.
There was a lot of turbulence on campus that probably stemmed from the finances, but also there was some unrest between faculty and students and the president at the time. And there was a great transition of people coming and going at the institution. And so we have not gotten back to that solid ratio.
Having led Linden State College for 13 years, Moore says she was brought out of retirement to right the ship after the sudden resignation of President Christina Plunkett. In February, the school sold about 20 of the 27 acres to a developer. Moore expects the school to finalize the sale of one of the two buildings to the same company for student housing. The school is currently $4.2 million in debt. Moore says the next sale will drop that figure to $2 million.
We have a relatively new CFO who's put in place a number of systems for monitoring our cash flow, and we've basically frozen spending at the moment. And now we're preparing our budget, which is a conservative budget, which will include $250,000 of reserve.
Moore says Burlington College has a roughly $4 million annual budget with an endowment of less than $1 million. After recent peak new student enrollments of 127 and 108 in 2012 and 2013, Moore says the turmoil, financial struggles, and negative press dropped that number to the mid-80s in 2014. With a total enrollment around 200, Moore is hopeful applications will increase, saying the private institution is financially stable.
We're ready to rebuild the college and get back in the good graces of the public image.
Vermont's Sterling College and New England Culinary Institute are also on the list, as well as Connecticut's Lincoln Technical Schools in Hartford, New Britain, and Southington. 8 Eastern Massachusetts institutions are also listed. No Capital Region schools are on the list. Sanford Brown Institute in White Plains and Utica's St. Elizabeth Medical Center are also listed. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.